Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Doug Obie. Doug has become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last few years. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's the Karma Ventures LLC owner and manager and a registered investment advisor, certified financial planner, and our good friend. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So we got a new Fed chairman nominee, Jerome Powell. What do you want? Yep. What do you want to tell us about him?
His nickname's Jay, and from what I've read, he's of the same philosophy as Yellen, uh-huh. But just a little bit more pragmatic.
What does that mean?
Pragmatic means he's going to be more quicker to respond to economic conditions.
Hmm. You think he's going to be a little more aggressive?
Well, you know, I don't mean
aggressive in terms of what of how far he pushes, but in how often he pushes.
I think probably both.
Huh.
And that gives me a little not concern, but I wouldn't doubt, especially if the inflation index, the PCE, that the Fed is their favorite inflation index,
mm-hmm.
the personal consumption expenditures index. If that comes in lower than where it's been, it's right now it's at 1.7, but if that comes in even lower in the end of November, all right, I wouldn't be surprised if Yellen doesn't put this rate hike that's widely expected in December, put it on hold.
Huh.
Because Yellen doesn't want, first off, the inflation, what they are shooting for inflation is 2%, and it's been below that for quite a while.
For a decade.
As a matter of fact, yeah. And so that basically portends weakness in the economy. And if she pushes rates up even further, all right, that's going to have a tendency to strengthen the dollar. As a matter of fact, the dollar has been dropping all year, and just this past month, October, it's gone up significantly. So with the dollar starting to rise and the inflation index still well below their target, I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't increase it, because she doesn't want to go out as hurting the economy. If all of a sudden the economy is not thinking,
yeah,
all right, she might get blamed for that, and she doesn't.
Well, I don't think they should raise rates from an economic standpoint. In fact, that was one of my predictions. I've been right every year so far on my predictions for the Fed. But however, if she thinks she can afford it, won't she kind of be doing Powell a favor not to make him not have to do it?
Well, I think
if it's going to happen in the next 6 months, wouldn't she kind of be doing him a favor?
Yeah, she would. But why would she potentially hurt herself when she knows he's going to probably raise them
right.
more often and higher than she would in the first place?
Let's also remember that even though we have a Fed chairman, there are 12 voting members in that meeting.
That's true. Yep.
There are 12. There are seven bank presidents and five governors, and a chairman and a vice chairman.
They tend to vote with the leadership. And Jay has always voted with Yellen.
Yeah.
As far as the increases go, so I don't see any mutiny.
Right.
When Jay takes.
Well, what do you think all that means to folks out here on Main Street?
Well, you know, first off, I think it with him being elected, he's very much a centrist, not elected, I'm sorry, appointed And he hasn't even been approved yet, but it's expected he will sail through because he is a centrist. And I think that bodes well for most business owners, only because of the stability he brings. He's not going to do anything outlandish. And I think that as soon as he sees any weakness or weaker pieces of the economy, I think he will stop the increasing.
Is he more of a marketplace realist than a professorial theoretician? He's not an egghead like the past three, they've all been you know, economists. He's not even an economist.
He's not an economist.
He's a marketplace guy.
He's had a long stint on Wall Street.
Isn't that unusual?
Yeah, it is. He's a lawyer and a investment banker.
Yeah.
So he's very familiar with business, how the markets work, their effect on the economy. So I think in that respect, that's why I think, you know, he's considered a pragmatic.
Yeah.
I think he will be more responsive to what's going on Main Street. And he's also in favor of loosening bank regulations, which is probably why he's chosen.
That's why I'd be happy. That is a huge benefit for small businesses.
Exactly. President Trump has always favors less regulation
in general.
But he has mentioned he would like to see the bank regulations loosened. And, you know, Jay Powell is in favor of doing that same
thing. Hold on to that thought. Doug Obie and I will be right back. His book is called Money and the Human Condition. Tintails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.